This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, I've been promoting all week via social media. I actually even did a live chat on Facebook just talking about travel, the state of affairs, what's going on, AAA East Central, and why this weekend is a little different, to say the least, when it comes to a normal Memorial Day weekend. But it's also that launching pad for people to say, you know what, we might not get going anywhere this weekend or maybe for the first few weeks in the summer, but we are definitely going to get moving later on in the third quarter and beyond, and we are going to travel. So what we have been doing in recent weeks, we're giving you a chance to share a place that you'd love to go to, a memory of a trip you took, maybe a movie, television show, something, postcard, on the web, whatever, Facebook, someone showing a picture of a vacation that they spent, just that is making you think travel. We've opened all of our phone lines up. We want you to share that with us. If you love it, more importantly, someone else will love it too, and they in turn will share it with someone else. So when we get back to traveling, we can fill up these planes, we can fill up these trains, we can fill up these hotel rooms, and we can get people back on vacation and creating lifetime memories. So the number is 866-391-1020. And Debbie Evans on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Debbie, I must tell you, with everybody soon to be in yellow, 17 counties in Pennsylvania in the green restricted zone, everybody is saying it's getting close. We can feel it. And I must tell you, this weekend being on this program, I have never felt as good about the future of travel, which I know it will be brisk. It's good to have you back. What's on the program for today? Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Well, we're going to talk about Viking River Cruises. They're going to start cruising in 2022, along the Mississippi. And I'm really excited about that. My own brother and sister-in-law booked a trip, and the boat just looks absolutely amazing. And then we're going to talk about, we have some motor coach vacations, little getaways for later in the fall, November, December, you know, things to holiday precursor type things. And then we've got a special from Pleasant Holidays, who is doing a very, very nice thing for the frontline and first responders. So we have a little special for them, too. So we've got a lot to discuss.
All right. 866-391-1020. You have to be reminiscing a lot about travel and thinking about your career and the vacations you have sent people on. Any places in your mind have really kind of stood out because you've been having a little idle time now as to far as think travel and think about how when you got into the business, what some of the hot destinations and properties were, how it evolved and how everything that is old is new again. Hawaii has come back in a big way. Las Vegas went from that wonderful town that, hey, it stays in Vegas, and then it became simply a family destination where they tried to bring amusement parks in, and now it's kind of gone back the other way to the old Rat Pack Sands days of the 60s where people are going there for great adult entertainment, wonderful evenings out on that Vegas Strip, which is going through a lot right now. And when those lights go back on, believe me, I don't think those casinos will be any busier, and I'd have to say the same thing for these great casinos from the Rivers Casino and Meadows, of course, along with Mountaineer, Prescott. All of them are going to be doing brisk business. But talk about your journey in travel and what you have seen unfold and kind of where we are today, Deb, and maybe some destinations and things you've been thinking about yourself.
Well, when I first started in the industry 42 years ago, I was like three at the time.
I thought it was five, but okay.
Okay, five.
All right, good.
But when I first started, I had really been nowhere. you know, a family vacation, if we did a family vacation, there was just never money to do that. So, you know, we'd go on a picnic to Raccoon State Park, and that was a vacation. Or we would go to Deep Creek Lake once in a while, and, ooh, that was a vacation. So my dream, I had two places in mind, Miami Beach and Acapulco. Those were the two places I wanted to go. And I've been to both. You know, sometimes you have a buildup in your head of what a place looks like, and then when you get there, you're like, oh, my God, it's even better. And then sometimes you get there, and you're like, it's exactly what I expected. Well, Miami and Acapulco were exactly what I expected. I love them both. I've been to Miami many, many times because I've been on many, many cruises. And those were the places. When I first started in 1978, everybody went to Acapulco. There were charters to Acapulco. There were charters to Hawaii, to Honolulu. You know, people like charters to Florida, charter flights with, you know, U.S. Air. And whew, people got on the plane and went. And then, you know, as time evolved, they were always looking for new things. You know, when we got the new airport in 92, then we got charters going to Aruba, and we got charters going to Riviera Maya, Cancun for Riviera Maya, Mexico. So there's been the change in where people wanted to see different things. And of course, Disney, you know, the one place people have always wanted to go over and over and over again. And I totally agree with what you said. I actually think that if the networks wanted to give people an extra boost of hope, I think that when they turn on the lights in Vegas, that should be televised for us all to see on TV, that there is hope that all of this will come back again and we will go back to a different new normal, but a normal again. And when they turn on the lights again in Disney World, you know, things that we so take for granted that now we can't do, that it will be so exciting to me to see those lights come on and people's smiles and faces. I mean, I got a good pump of, you know, happiness the day I saw the news helicopter flying over Grove City Outlets, and people were all in their masks, but holding shopping bags, that they were so excited the day that that opened up again. So, you know, it's a lot of the simple things that we miss that we want to do again, and of course, vacation's one of them. My last trip, and of course many, many of my trips, have been cruises. And I just absolutely love cruising. Cruising will survive this and come back. It was nothing that cruising did wrong. It was just an unfortunate thing that where this first broke out was on a ship in Asia. So, you know, that really put a fear in people that I think they need to not have, because this could have happened anywhere and started anywhere, but I can't wait to go back on another ship. My last trip last October up to Halifax. Halifax, Nova Scotia is an amazing city. You know, you can take a tour out to Peggy's Cove and the lighthouse. You can go to the Nova Scotia Sports Hall of Fame and see the Sidney Crosby exhibit with the Sidney Crosby family dryer. I mean, it doesn't get any better. There's little street cafes where, you know, people can sit outside along the waterfront, and they had little fire pits and music playing, and it was just such a great town. And the other place we went to was St. John, New Brunswick, just as beautiful. So there's so many places that, you know, people are always looking for the same, but they're looking for different. And, of course, when people can go back to Europe, I think probably people will think more of Europe more into next year, because there'll be more flights flying. But, you know, we're going to come back. We're going to come back smarter. We're going to come back stronger as a world for this. And, you know, we'll survive. We just have to. There's no other choice. We have to.
All right. Do me a favor. Tell them again what we're going to be doing when we come back, and then we'll take the break. Go ahead, Deb.
We're going to talk about Viking Cruise Line. They're starting to sail on the Mississippi in 2020. We're going to talk about motor coach vacations for November and December, some little getaways, and a special that Pleasant Holidays is offering to the frontline and first responders.
Listen, folks, Viking is great, and now that they're going to be here in this country, and a lot of folks are going to want to stay closer to home, what an amazing topic. And again, if you have been on one of those cruises, you want to talk about a vacation, you want to dream about a vacation, you just want to talk about travel, Call us right now. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. Debbie Evans on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Coming back, more of Rob Pratt Saturday, the Memorial Day weekend. Rob Pratt Saturday, KDKA Radio. You know, I told you we're taking calls today. In the last couple of weeks, the phones have been very busy. So if you have a vacation on your mind, something you'd like to ask about, you're thinking about later this summer, you want to share a vacation memory because you're just, well, you've been thinking about wanting to get away because you've been home so long, right? So call us, 866-391-1020. And we have Howie on the line, and he has a question for Debbie. So let's get this taken care of, and then we'll get back to the Viking River Cruises coming to the Mississippi in 2020. Go ahead, Howie. How are you?
Okay, Rob.
What's your question, sir?
I would like to take a trip from Pittsburgh down to St. Louis on the Delta Queen.
Deb?
Okay. They, of course, none of them are sailing right now, but they should start up again. I have not heard of any time frame of when, but there it's American Cruises. We can book them through Pleasant Holidays because the Delta Queen steamboats merged in with another company. But certainly, if you give a call to the 1-800-354-8761, or, you know, stop into your local office. AAA offices reopened this past week. They can give you information about that and even check availability, see when they'll be sailing again. I sailed her, oh, gosh, many years ago with my mom. So that was maybe about 12, 13 years ago. She was a sweet little girl. And I'm just looking to see now. Yeah, they said she's going to be refurbished. She was supposed to be restored starting last year, and they were planning on having her sailing again this year. And, of course, with everything that occurred, it was postponed. But, yeah, they should be set to be sailing again sometime. But, yeah, certainly, like I said, if you give a call or stop in, they can find out more information for you. Absolutely.
I've always thought that would be a nice trip.
It was nice. She's really a beautiful little girl. Now, the one thing about the steamboats, and you know, it's just something that I like to mention to people, there's not an elevator. So, you know, there were staircases going up and down, and some of those were pretty steep. That was a little difficult for my mom to navigate. But the entertainment was wonderful. The food was wonderful. It takes you back to that era of, you know, sort of what you think the 40s and the 50s were like. Everything, you know, beautiful woods, beautiful, you know, lush fabrics. But I really enjoyed that the crew was American. So, you know, they all had a name badge on that said, you know, say Debbie Pittsburgh, PA. And so, yeah. You know, and it was a big badge that they wore so that, you know, people go, oh, you know, gee, wow, okay, you know, you're from, you know, Paducah, Kentucky. What's it like there? You know, it was just really interesting that the interaction with the crew, I really enjoyed that cruise very much.
Okay, thank you.
You know,
you're welcome. Thanks for calling, Howie.
Howie, you may want to stick around because this might be something else you want to consider. And I tell you, I'm really counting on this being a big winner for people in this country, and especially with that brand coming into our country. So tell us about Viking as they make their way to the mighty Mississippi.
Well, Viking has been trying to get into the U.S. market for quite a few years, and they have been in the U.S. market in Alaska with their cruise, their ocean cruises, but never a riverboat. They've only had riverboats, you know, in other parts of the world. And it takes, I guess, many years to get permits. And so they finally got permission, and they're in the process of building a ship, and it's going to be called the Viking Mississippi, quite apropos considering the main destination they're going to be sailing on is the Mississippi. And they're going to start sailing in 2022. So the fact that, you know, I've had people that have thought, well, they'll cruise in 21, or, you know, they don't want to even think about a vacation till 22. So it really is something to look forward to. You know, by then, everybody will feel way more comfortable about everything. You know, if you took a financial hit in your investments, you know, you'll have more money by then. So I think it's sort of like the best of both worlds. The ship's only going to hold 386 passengers. So it's really going to be intimate. It's going to be the product that Viking's always had. Their smallest cabin will still be well over 250 square feet. Their minimum cabin has a veranda, so it's really a little more upscale product just to match pretty much their riverboats. And with them, just the dining, they're going to sail New Orleans to Memphis or the reverse, St. Louis to St. Paul, New Orleans round trip, or St. Paul to New Orleans. So with that, now some of these are as short as 8 days and as long as 15 days. But they don't start sailing until the fall of 2022. And I had heard a presentation a few weeks ago. My brother and sister-in-law were supposed to do a Europe cruise this month with Viking. And it was, of course, canceled. And so they had a shipboard, a future cruise credit. And they decided to, you know, hang on to that, see what's going on. And I said, this is perfect. Because they were like, and as a lot of my clients have said, you know, I'm not sure I want to go out of the country that far. You know, I don't know that I want to go back on a, you know, trip real, real far away. I'd rather stick Caribbean, Mexico, United States. So this works out perfect. The thing that surprised me was they had limited availability already for 2022. Now, of course, the thing is with this only holding 386 passengers, this isn't a huge, you know, typical ship. So it holding less people, that will sell out quicker. But, I mean, just all the features on board, they're going to have a pool. They're going to have the indoor-outdoor dining terrace. They're going to have the promenade deck so you get full, you know, 360-degree views of everything. They're going to have the lounge. They're going to have a little quiet sitting area in the front of the ship, elevators throughout the ship. They'll have self-service laundry. They'll have, of course, energy-efficient propulsion systems, so it'll be a smoother ride. They'll have 42-inch flat-screen interactive TVs with movies on demand in your cabin.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and 42-inch, I'm like, geez.
I know. You know, it's always, believe me, I love it all, but those little things that just really make me smile, and that's one of them, Deb.
Well, and one of the things I've always, and it may sound odd, but one of the things that I find that I never get around to doing is going out to the movies that often.
It's rare that I watch the movies,
and I love movies.
But who has time?
But I don't
time?
Get out to them all that often.
Right.
So when I'm on any kind of boat or ship, and I have a chance to watch movies, oh, I get all excited because a lot of them were first-run movies that are maybe 6 months old, a year old, that I never saw to begin with. So in the evening, after I've come in from dinner or the show or, you know, we were walking around on deck or, you know, the late night casino, then I come into the cabin, turn on the TV, and I'm like, ooh, a movie. Ooh, okay. Because, you know, you're on vacation. So you're not thinking, oh, I got to get up tomorrow. I got to run here. I got to do this. Got to get to work. So you're like, so if I stay up later and watch a movie and then sleep in a little tomorrow, you know, or not sleep in a little tomorrow, it's just, I really enjoy that. So when I saw that, I thought, oh, that's cool. And they'll have free Wi-Fi, which is a standard option that they have on all of their vessels. But just looking at this, she'll be about four decks, you know, tall. And, I mean, if you go on to Viking Cruises, VikingRiverCruises.com, you can go and look at the deck plans for the ships.
Nice.
You know, and just look at everything with it. It looks absolutely beautiful.
We're going to come back and more on that, but we also have Carl on Troy Hill that wants to talk to Debbie. We've got all sorts of folks that want to talk to Debbie. So if you are one of those who just want to talk Viking, you want to talk about a trip, destination, a plan, your thoughts about where you'd like to be, call us 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Debbie Evans, South Hills office, AAA Central, hosting today, Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Go ahead, Deb. Why don't you wrap up on this incredible opportunity to take that cruise with Viking on the Mississippi, and then we'll go to Carl on Troy Hill. And if anybody has a thought or a question, anything about vacation, a trip you'd like to book in a few months, maybe something on your mind, you're curious about it, you just want to share a memorable vacation because you're eager to get back on vacation, or maybe that movie, that television show, that screensaver, that Facebook post, something that is reminded you about how wonderful it is to travel. We'd love to hear from you. 866-391-1020. Go ahead, Deb.
Just to wrap up with this, Viking's going to start these in the fall of 2022, and they're open for sale now. So any of those destinations along the Mississippi from 8 days to 14 days or to 15 days, excuse me, you know, we can make a reservation. So please stop into your local office. We reopen the offices on Tuesday. And, you know, we're still there by email and voicemail. And you can also call 1-800-354-8761. Be happy to help.
So, again, just so I don't confuse you, you can actually book it right now in 2020, but they will be starting their cruises on the Mississippi in 2022. 1-800-354-8761. 1-800-354-8761. Here's Carl, Troy Hill. Carl, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing well, Rob. Thank you, and the same to you. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Viking. I took a trip in 2015, and I really can't find the words to tell you how good and how just everything is A-plus. The service and things you have available to you. They plan off-ship excursions when you do pull in somewhere, and it's a great experience cruising up the Danube. I left from Budapest and it ended up in Regensburg, Germany, and there's such beautiful scenery along the way, of course, all the way. And I did get one of the two best cabins on the ship, I will admit that. But they're all good as far as I can see. They treat you like you were royalty, and I would go again if I could. If I were not for some health problems, I would take another one in a heartbeat.
That's nice to hear, huh, Deb?
Very nice to hear, Carl. My brother and sister-in-law just absolutely love them. I've sold them many, many times. I have never had one complaint. And, you know, there's always something that sometimes people think, well, I could have liked this a little different or this. I've never had one complaint from any customer that came back from a Viking River or Viking Ocean cruise. So, yes, they put so much attention to detail, so much thought into how they're going to execute the meals, the service, the excursions on shore, that they do a wonderful job.
And, Deb, I did it through 3A's.
Oh, good. We like that. We like to help.
I'm sure, and they were really good. I had Denise Beam.
Oh, right. She's at our main office in East Liberty. Uh-huh.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. And the passengers on the boat that I was on were only about 200, so that is really nice and intimate. And there is food available 24/7 of some sort. You do have your sit-down dinners. And you have your breakfast buffet, but at any time you can go out and get something off a little table they set up for snacks and different sorts.
Get a little nibble. Sure.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all part of the experience.
All right, Carl, thanks. Let's keep it going. Let's go to Greensburg and say hi to Beverly. Hey, Beverly, how are you?
Hello.
Good morning. Hey.
Good morning. I wanted to know if there were any cruises on the Pacific, or if there were any sightseeing tours for the country Peru.
Well, cruises for the Pacific, I don't know when they're going to restart. They certainly have had them. I have a lady and her husband that are booked for next March on a 28-day cruise out of Los Angeles that's going to go out to Fiji and Tahiti and come back. That would be my dream, to be out on a ship that long. But there are ones where you can fly to some of the further points west and go from there.
Uh-huh.
I would think none of those are going to restart until 2021, because a lot of times they do those more in the winter months because they're opposite season. So they'll do it in our winter because that's their summer.
Well, I had heard so much about the food and the hospitality of the people there. You know, I know quite a few people that have gone there that said, you know, it's a hidden treasure. And I just wondered if you organized, you know, a tour or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some sort of company that would have something that we can look into. Sure.
Okay. Certainly. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, 1-800-354-8761. You know, one of the things, and we keep throwing out that 2021, Debbie said, winter months. What people need to understand is why you need to call AAA now and book it. That's just like in many cases 6 months away, and that's no time at all. Before you know it, it'll be time to set sail. So when we say 2021, people need to understand that will be here sooner than later, Deb.
Well, and what I found this year, I've had probably about a good 40 to 50% of my clients whose trips were canceled from this year have already shifted into 2021. So some of the availability is already being depleted because people have said, well, I know I can't go now, but, you know, the cruise line has suspended these, but they're going to have it for, you know, I mean, January through December of next year, depending on where the cruise may go. So it's definitely not too early to secure. I had a lady the other day call about a cruise that she was looking at in September of 21, and I first thought I had September of 20 in the computer because so many of the cabin categories were already showing wait lists. And I thought, oh, I must have put in 2020. Nope, it was 2021. So a lot of people I've seen, Royal Caribbean has a thing right now called lift and shift, where if you had a booking and you shipped the same ship next year, the same type of cabin category, that they will automatically do that and protect the rate if you were paid in full on your booking and it was a cruise that was suspended. So I've had several people do that type of thing. So certainly, you know, by me saying 2021, it's definitely not too early. And with the Viking, when my brother called a couple of weeks ago and said, well, yeah, let's go ahead, let's do the 22, they were looking at November the 5th. And when I called Viking, because I looked online and I'm like, it doesn't look like there's much available. When I called, the guy's like, well, I have this cabin, this cabin, this cabin. I'm like, well, you know, and I'm looking at the deck plan and I'm, you know, trying to negotiate where I want to place them. And he's like, that's all we have. He said a lot of these are already, you know, booking up quickly because it's a new product for them. And people that love Viking always want to do something, you know, the same or different. And like Carl said, you know, to get to Europe, it's a little far, and sometimes people don't want to, you know, take the time, or they're afraid health-wise. You know, cruise the U.S. rivers. You can always be close to medical attention in a hospital in the worst, you know, scenario because you're still in the United States. So that's what people are thinking and booking for 22 already.
And, you know, what people also need to understand, when the lights and the marquees go on again in Las Vegas, those wonderful... wonderful properties are going to do a lot to entice people to come back and say, hey, we welcome you with open arms. But a lot of people don't understand why I'm a big fan of these casinos. And I don't care if it's any of the ones in this region that I've mentioned, Rivers and so on. A lot of people, the majority are responsible. They like to use it as a stress relief. They love the action. They just love to be where people are. And not to be able to have that outlet when you're still working a lot from home, or many of those jobs that are essential, especially those frontline workers in healthcare, that they've got to go out and they're in a pressure cooker every day. I believe that people are really going to want to enhance that excitement of going to a casino. So I think there'll be more business, more people attending. And I think Las Vegas is going to do some incredible opportunities through AAA to get people out there, Deb.
Well, in Las Vegas, the thing, and certainly there's a ton of hotels, there's a ton of restaurants. If you can't find a food cuisine you like in Las Vegas, you can't find it anywhere. I mean, they have a little bit of everything, but my favorite thing about Las Vegas are the shows. And, you know, I wanted to go out and see Kelly Clarkson. I thought, hey, I'm going this year. She's doing a sit in Vegas. I'm going to Vegas for, you know, a long weekend. I'm going to go see Kelly Clarkson. So it's the shows that when they come back, people are going to go in droves because we are all, like you said, in a pressure cooker. And we all need to take a break. And, you know, what's better to make you feel good than, you know, you get lost in the music, or you get lost in the review show, or you get lost laying by the pool, just, you know, with the breeze and the water and hearing the laughter of kids in the pool. You know, those are all great memories that we all have. So to be able to do that again, Las Vegas is going to be booming.
All right, we'll come back. Number is 866-391-1020. A lot of great calls today. We'd love to hear from you. Where do you want to go travel to? Where would you like to be at? 866-391-1020. Stay with us. Yes, we are, and we have another call. Let's say hi to Matt in Newcastle, wants to talk about the Sunshine State of Florida. Hey, Matt, how you doing, buddy? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good.
First thing, I'm a big fan. I listen to your show, you know, 5-plus days a week, every, you know, throughout the whole day. I just want to jump on topic. My wife and we have 4 kids. We go to Florida every year around June-ish, but I'm hearing good and bad things about traveling this year. I didn't know if you had any input on, you know, is that logical to go? We usually go around the Daytona Beach area.
Well, it's really going to depend on what you're going to do, because a lot of things are just slowly but surely starting to reopen. So, you know, there are some restaurants where there would be outdoor sort of dining where they would have tables spaced apart. There'll be, of course, takeout. You know, that's been the lifeblood of a lot of restaurants, you know, delivery and takeout type of thing. There are, you know, hotels that would be limited being open. There are some restrictions on beach areas. So it was
we
kind of
lucked out,
like,
just because my dad had just got a house down there about 2 years ago. We usually stay at his house when he comes up north for the summer. And it's just, you know, we're beach dwellers. We hang out on the beach and then, you know, go out to eat a lot. But that's really, I just didn't know if you had anybody else called in input about it. You know what I mean?
Sure. And the thing is, unfortunately, things are changing every day. So I could have heard something a week ago that could be totally different today. That's the thing, that this is changing every single day, where things are opening, they delayed openings, that sort of thing. I would really look at something like floridatourism.com or, you know, Google. And I'm sorry, you said Vero Beach?
Daytona Beach, yes.
Daytona Beach. Yeah, I would go in there and Google, you know, things open in Daytona Beach as of today, and you should see, because I know these destinations, or of course tourism is their lifeblood, so that they are posting things on their websites and talking about what's open and what's not open, and, you know, how they're getting with beaches so that people can come in. So, yeah, check that. It should give you great information.
All right. You know, we've got about 5 minutes left, and I want to go back to the Viking cruises. And, of course, it's going to be 2022 Mississippi, and how they're able to be set aside and reserved now. And you can make your reservations, 1-800-354-8761. So, Deb, that's the biggest story that I want to leave people with today, because they need to act upon this so they can set sail in 2022. Sure. And Viking's finally in the U.S., and we're all excited. So talk about that and how it's being rolled out by Viking.
Yes, definitely. And there's one other thing that I'm sorry I didn't get in before that I just want to get in. It's such a wonderful, wonderful offer. Pleasant Holidays is doing a thank you to our frontline and first responders. And what they're doing is that they can book flights, hotels, cruises, car rentals, even trip insurance that allows you to cancel for any reason and get cash back. And they'll get 10% off their vacation package when they use their military, first responder, or medical professional ID. So it's including active Air Force, Army, Coast Guard, Marine Corps, Navy, active reserve, Air National Guard, National Guard, military academy students, and those who've been honorably discharged within 30 days of travel. It's also active for first responders, including police, firefighters, paramedics, and healthcare professionals. Of course, they need to show ID substantiating that's the job at the time of booking, but to get 10% off. So, you know, you want to book a trip to Florida, Mexico, California, Hawaii, the Caribbean, you know, we can do it through Pleasant Holidays. And I think it's a great offer that they're trying to really give a reward to people who have kept us safe and kept us all alive during all this pandemic and still continues to work selfishly on the front lines. So that's really a great shout out to Pleasant Holidays, and we'd be happy to help with that.
Great stuff.
And then Viking, of course, they're starting to sail on the Viking Mississippi, and that'll be in the fall of 2022. They'll have 8-day to 15-day cruises. They'll be cruising all type of directions, New Orleans round trip. They'll be doing St. Paul to New Orleans. They'll also be doing New Orleans to Memphis, or Memphis to New Orleans, or St. Louis to St. Paul. They're going to be on the heart of the Delta. They're going to be in the America's heartland. They're going to be on the America's Great River, of course, the Mississippi. Their ships will hold 386 passengers, you know, all comfortable with great food and just what they're known for, those 360-degree promenade deck views and the indoor-outdoor viewing terrace. Of course, all the windows and everything to bring the light and the warmth into the ship. And they'll have elevators and free Wi-Fi, self-service laundrettes and laundry service, very smooth propulsion systems, and that 42-inch flat-screen LCD TV with complimentary movies on demand. I mean, it doesn't get any better. And they're already taking reservations and limited in space. So definitely, if you're thinking you're interested in doing that, I would love to do one of theirs. I mean, something in the United States, what a great product that they're finally allowed to bring into our country. And I can't wait to hear how people have liked it. and my own family going. So I can't wait to hear how they're going to like it.
You know,
we can do that. Go ahead.
No, finish your thought. Go ahead, Deb.
Well, I was just saying you can call the 1-800-354-8761 or certainly stop into a AAA office. We're open with agents, you know, happy to help, or call your favorite agent. We're there by email and phone, or you can stop in, whatever you feel more comfortable doing. We're there for you.
A lot of exciting things because your office is open and people can come in. You know, we talk about all the things that they need when it comes to their motor vehicle, home insurance, life insurance, auto insurance, great savings. You can save as much as $387 if you've seen that back page of The Motorist. Now's the time to start thinking about and getting out and start planning for better days ahead, because I do believe, Deb, that we are going to be so busy when it comes to travel that people need to really kind of start planning it. And when you think about any trip, and the thing that I've learned from doing this show as long as we have, the majority of the fun is planning it and literally experiencing everything by talking about it before you actually do it in real time.
Well, and that's right. The adventure of planning it and then the anticipation. Oh, okay, you know, it's going to be in another 6 months. It's going to be in another 6 weeks. It's going to be another 6 days. And then when you're on the trip, it's almost like you know, when I leave home, I'm like, I'm so excited. I can rarely ever sleep the night before because I'm just so excited. And then you get there and you're like, okay, I'm here. Let's do it all. You know, I may never get back here again. Let's do it all. So, you know, it's really fun from the planning beginning to the execution. It's all good.
Yeah, I remember.
AAA, you know, we're here for you.
Yeah,
we've been here for many, many years, and we plan to be here for many more to help our customers.
As you can tell, folks, she gets a little excited talking about AAA, so I have to pace myself with her because she is nonstop. Hey, end on this note, membership. If you don't have it, get it. If you haven't renewed it in a while, renew it. Savings have never been better. Opportunities have never been better. Right, Deb?
Absolutely. They're running that special through the end of May where it's the half price offer. If you do the classic membership with the auto pay, you get a free associate, and the dues come to $26.50, which is half off just the classic single primary dues. And then you can upgrade to the plus with the auto pay for $44.50, which is normally $89, and the premier primary with auto pay $63, which is normally $126. So it's a great special. You just agree to do an auto pay, and this is through the 31st of May.
All right. Listen, it's a joy. It's a pleasure. Always nice talking to you. Keep up the good work, and we will talk again real soon.
Thank you very much. Everyone have a safe and happy holiday. Take care.
There she goes, ladies and gentlemen, Debbie Evans. And again, offices open. They're waiting. They want to help. All sorts of things. It's going to be warm weather over the next couple of days. That's going to prime the pump. That's going to get you in the right frame of mind to be thinking about, yes, traveling to all these incredible destinations and getting back to life as we know it. So get excited. Get that phone call in today and start thinking about those Viking River cruises that are going to be happening in 2022 down the mighty Mississippi. They're booking them right now. If you were listening to the show and you just want to do it, don't wait. Don't hesitate, because, folks, it will be here before you know it, and you are going to be so thankful that you took the time to make the call. 1-800-354-8761. Now, here's the next show coming up. We just continue, folks. Another hour still to come. We're going to be talking about homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. My buddy Ryan Shalaba, Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Urban Capital Group. People, tough times, yes, lots of things going on, you bet, but they still want to make the real estate transaction. They don't want to wait around. They want to get it done. They want to get that cash in their hand, and no questions asked, down the road they go. That's what they're all about at the Urban Capital Group. But simply go to homebuyersofpittsburgh.com to find out more. He's next. Good afternoon.